This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show last February of this year. We're talking about Solar Integrated Roofing Corporation. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol SIRC. And with us today is the founder and CEO of the company, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. David Massey. David, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks so much. It's my pleasure to be here.
Before we get started today on the Q&A, we've gotten a lot of new listeners. If you would, just give us an about statement of who you guys are and what you do out there in San Diego.
Yeah, the Reader's Digest version of who we are, we're a residential re-roofing and solar company, mainly focused in Southern California, but we've expanded over to the East Coast, so we have some Southeast companies as well. We're a roll-up company, so we go out and buy roofing and solar companies, and we've expanded into the EV charging network sector. So we've recently acquired an EV charging company, and we have a couple more on the radar that we're looking at.
One of the reasons why I wanted you to come back on the show, you guys just acquired Cornerstone Construction. They've got revenues. That's going to fall on your balance sheet. How? Tell us a little about the acquisition and how excited you are about it.
You know, I'm excited on several fronts. One is the core team of Cornerstone Construction is top-notch. They're led by Hunter Ballou. He's a CEO, and he's just a great leader. He's a leader in the industry, actually. I'm excited for the expansion into the Southeast and kind of getting into the area where the people actually get weather and they get storms. And I think it's an excellent opportunity for us to expand the solar market there. We're excited about the revenue. Cornerstone Construction did almost $3 million their first quarter. They typically do about 10% of their revenue in the first quarter. So as you can tell, they're going to have a very explosive growing year this year. So we're really, really excited to have them on board with SIRC.
Now, that's a done deal. So those revenues are going to start falling on your balance sheet when?
You know, the deals run together, but we closed in the middle of February, I think. So everything in our fiscal year 2022 started March 1st. So all of 2022, we'll have the revenues from Cornerstone Construction.
Excellent. Excellent. Now, you just announced that you filed the Form 10 on your audits. What does that mean to shareholders, and when can we see an uplisting on the OTCQB?
Yeah, we're going through the process now with the Form 10 being filed and the audits being done. That's a 60-day waiting period with SEC as they go through the paperwork and the process. It's also they have to audit Cornerstone Construction as part of the process. So we're going through that now. It's kind of a quiet period for us because any announcements of any other acquisitions we make would need to be audited as well, and that just the timeline doesn't really allow for anything else. So it means that very shortly after that period of time, we're going to uplist to the QB, and we'll be a fully reporting SEC company.
You know, one of the things I want to do is change gears here for a second, and you've never talked about it on my show, but I just want to know if you could bring us to speed on your thoughts about this EV charging system you guys are going to put together for the EV cars that are going to be rolling out and massives here, say, the next 2 years.
You know, we're excited to be in that market. We recently acquired a company called Plimco. They're in Southern California as well. I think it's going to be an explosive growth area for us nationwide. We're looking at several other EV charging companies as well to acquire. So we're really excited to be in that marketplace. It fits perfect with our roofing solar model. And it's going to be, again, another big growth area for us.
You see any challenges here in the next two or three quarters that you feel like you guys are going to have to overcome?
Yeah, I don't think so. You know, our checking accounts are pretty full. We have some acquisitions teed up that we haven't announced yet because of the holding period that we're in. We call it the quiet period. But once that quiet period's over, we're going to have a substantial amount of announcements to make about some acquisitions that we're doing. And we're going to have a huge amount of growth this year.
After you guys get listed up on the QB, what are your plans going forward?
you know, our plans going forward is we really hope to be on the NASDAQ this year. We're working with our attorney very closely now to get those pieces in place. We qualify on every aspect of going NASDAQ other than our stock price, and I think with the acquisitions that we're doing and the revenue that we're going to be reporting, I think our stock price will get there.
Dave, I'm going to give you the last words here. What is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
You know, as I always say, the bottom line is we're working hard every day to build this company, build it right, and our goal for fiscal year 2022 is to turn a profit on a very large volume of revenue. And that's, I can't tell you how often I say to my team, hey, we're going, we're putting pieces in place, but we got to focus on profit. We got to, if we do $100 million this year, we got to make some money. We got to make at least 5 to 10% first year. And then once we do this growth period, our plan is kind of slow things down, get the system in place, and really work on the bottom line.
As for my listeners, I brought a lot of great companies over the years to my audience, and I believe this is another one. Again, that's my personal opinion, but if you're looking to get into a solar integrated roofing construction company that's got their hands in multiple facets of that industry, look no further than Solar Integrated Roofing Corporation. They're out of San Diego. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol SIRC. Grossly undervalued here, under 80 cents a share. Again, that's my personal opinion. Everybody should do their own due diligence. David, I want to thank you for coming back on the show. I'm a big fan of what you guys are doing out there. Hopefully you come back in the next 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
It sounds great. I'd love to, that's for sure.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.